דף כ"ז עמוד בייס, שאלו תלמידיו את רבי זכאי במה הארכת יומם. צבת זכוס ויזכה תאריכס יומם. פסוק רש"י שזה במה הארכת יומם, באיזה זכוס? אמר להם מיומי לא השתנתי מים בסייך דלת אמש של תפילה. אני נבו בזמשתן תאיך דלת אמש של תפילה, סוטייס וסז לא השתנתי בסייך דלת אמש של תפילה, אפילו איך שיש התר גמו, כגוין ששור כדי הילוך דלת אמש. So there's no איסר, אף על פי כן, את דלת אמש של תפילה, he was machmer, but it had a kedusha lefi datoi. We mentioned yesterday from the tzlach, a kevei mokim letfilosoi, so the mokim becomes niskadish. See, he would not be mashed in teich daudama shal tfilo, that's a zulzul in the mokim. V'loi kinisi shem lachaveiroi, never was machana shem lachaveiroi. So Teisvi says, v'kinisi shem lachaveiroi, afilo kini delei havignai. Filo akinui, that is not a kinui shal gnai, but that alone, that he doesn't mention him by his name, is also a zilzel. It's a ikovet. The Yaivitz brings down Ben Yishai. That means he didn't want to call him by his name, so that's a zilzel. Vodem rin in the machane shem lechaverin lechelik loilam habuayne bekinui shal pekam eshpoche. But here it's speaking about a kinui that there's a stickle zilzel in the kvoidoi shall chaveiroi. The Ben Yoyodo says that these are inyonim of kovid, kovid makim atvile, kovid abriyas, and the midah keneged midah is keneged skein of kovid. That means it's a izokin, izeicha le kovid, vadal tepnei izokin, Nisevatokum. So that what he was mechabed, mokim tfile, was mechabed chaveiroi. He was also zeicher to the kovid of, to the kovid of zikne. Leibitalti kiddush hayoyim. I never was mevatel kiddush hayoyim alayayim. That means even though meikar adin, one is yaitse b'kiddush alechem, afal pikein, al tachibuv mitzvav yayin, and never was mevat. Imos keino hoysoli, I had an old mother, pam achas mocho kipa sheberoisho, ve'vio li kiddush hayoyim. She sold her kipa, and she bought to me kiddush hayoyim. Now, l'cheir, it's very unclear over here, that we're saying why he was zeiche tariches yomim, because he never was mevatel kiddush alayayin. Then we see the godless of the mother. The mother sold her kippe. So the Ben Yoyada says the mother sold the kippe because she knew how much it was benafshay. She knew how choshev it was by him kiddush alayayin. She knew how much tsar he would have if he wouldn't have kiddush aliyayim. So that's why she felt muchach, forced to sell the kippah shebereisha. That what it says, she was a imos kena. The Ben Yoyada wants to say, could be, there'd be a taina of Rab Zakai, how would he permit his mother to do such a thing? So he says she was an imos kena. By her already, she put a shmata on the head of Zeichnish Gefellach. It didn't mean so much to her. She wasn't sacrificing so much by selling the keeper, but she did it because she knew what it meant to him. Shemeisa hinicha loigimul meyes gar b'yay. It seems that's the schus of being mahadar in Kiddush alayayin, one is Zeichet to Ashiris. So Memele, so she was zeiche to Pshas Ptiros, she was Zeichet Hashir, she left over Gimel Meyes Garbiyayim. She may sue in Yech Labon of Shloishes Alofim Garbiyayim. Taisu says, in Yech Aloy Gimel Meyes Garbiyayim, ke dem Rinen Hazoy Bekiddish Ayayim, Zeichem Emalim Loy Garbiyayim. Rashi says, Kippa means a tzoyf, a covering. Look the Gemara weiter. Rav Hune aber osa riso vekoi kami de Rav. Rav Hune once was, his belt, his gartel, was not made out of material, it was made up a type of a reed, which was very unusual and very odd. Vekoi kami de Rav. Omar lei mai hai. So Rav asked them, what's this? It's a modna levush you're wearing. Omalei lehavali, let us see the Bach's Gilsa, chamro le kedusha. I did not have chamro for kiddush. Umashkante lehem yanoi. So I borrowed money and I gave my gartel, it should be a mashkin. Vasoi be yain. And I got Yayin for Kiddush. The Ben Yehuda wants to say it starts off Lehabali Chamro, ends up with Yayin. So he's saying that he was so poor he didn't even have Chamar Medina either. But he wasn't satisfied with this, so he went and he was Mamashkenit and in order to have Yayin for Kiddush. Omalei, so Rav told Rav Hune, Yehiravo de Titum Bishiroi. That is to be the Rotzen of the Rabbein Shalom, you should be covered with silk. That means here your Lavush is a Lavush of Bezoyin. You're wearing a gartel of, Rashi says, Osa Rise Min Gemi. And they say, Yerotzin, that you should be completely covered with levushim of silk, the titim b'shiroi, sosum, umechuse b'me'ilim, a beged of silk, sitmum plishtim tagumoi, temunin plishtoi. That was his broche. Ki ichlal rabbe brei, when his son Rabbe was nichnas lechupe, Rav Hune inish gutzahave. Rav Hune was a short person. Gona apulye. So after the chasna, before the chasna, he was laying down on a bed, resting. Osyon binose vikalose sholchon bishadyon monayu alei adiitim bishiroi. So they went, they took off their begodim, they had silk begodim, and they took it off and they threw it on the bed, perhaps not realizing that Rav Hune was lying on the bed. And they covered him with shiroi. Shoma Rav ve'ikbit. So Rav heard about this maise. He heard that maise, his brocha was niskayim. So why, when I gave you the broche, why did you say v'chein l'mal? Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Ichlau shenichnas l'chupe. The Bach says over here, it's cotton base, ki berachti v'chein l'mal.
What was the golden glick that they threw over their silk begodim on top of him?
Maybe it wasn't a tzrosim, but the hayadov cholam iskayim pemigi lo yishagodl.
That means if we see there was some sort of a kiyum of the broche, even though legabi Rav Hune wasn't a kiyum of tachlis, of shleimis, but al kaponim, there was a kiyum. So perhaps he would have said, v'chein l'mah, by him it would have been a kiyum of tachlis, he would be zeichet to Ashiris. Taksimir, I saw someone that there was a kiyum abroche. I mean, if his daughters and the daughter-in-laws were able to wear silk begodim, that means that he was well-to-do. They bought silk dresses for the chasanem. So it's gold good. The Yavitz asks, why do we have to say that he was short? Why do we have to notice that he was short? So the Yavitz wants to say that since he was a short person, so to cover him up with silk begodim, one did not need too many silk begodim, because he wasn't too big, he was a short person. Rav was tall. Rav Arichet, that he brings the Moses. Rav was a tall person. So he says, that was Bemison, the Cheshbin of Ravune. He gave him a broche that you should be covered with silk. So he said, the Chain Lamar, so that means the amount of silk that is needed to cover me would be a bezoyin for you. It only cover a chelik of you. So he didn't know what to do. So that's why he kept quiet. That's what the Yavit said. Shalu Ta'abidu is Rabbeleza ben Shamua Bameh Herachta Yome. How will you Zoyche Tariche Shome? Omalem Yomei Lo Yosisi Kapandri Yele Basic Nessus. I never made their basic nessus a shortcut. The Mephoshim say a fellow was Baif and Amutel. It is an issue to make a kapandria, a basic ness is a kapandria. But let's say he went into Davin there, so he's there already. So now, instead of walking all around, he'll just go out the opposite exit and he'll be on the other side, so he'll save time. So even though that was a knife in Hamutta, he didn't do it. The posati al roshe am kodesh. And also, he, when the Talmidim was sitting, he would not walk. But they were sitting, it looked like he's walking over them, so it's also a bizui of the Talmidim. So he walked all around to avoid that. The Rif says, or the Inyakib says in Masechta Saita, that the Mida Keneged Mida was, that it took more time to walk all around. Ian Yaakov says this in Masechta Seita, that instead of taking a shortcut and walking all around, he lost time. But he was Ma'avid Zman because of the COVID of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. He was Ma'avid Zman because he walked all around because of the COVID of the Talmidim. So therefore, mina shemayim, they wanted to show that an ibud's man l'tzeirich hadover shebekdusha is not called, will not be considered an ibud. So they added on zman bechayov, they should live longer, for this man that he was megareya michayev for the kvoid beis haknesses, the kvoid of the talmidim. Beloy nasosai, beloy nasosi kapai, beloy broch. He was a kohen, and he never duchened without a broch. Let us see Rashi. Beloy nasosai es kapai leduchen lebirchas kohenim. Fisha kahanim tzrichem levorich, boruch ato Hashem alakeinu melech oilom. Asha kedishonu mitushosei shalarem, vemesech esaita. Now, this is a very difficult Gemara, so what was the godless of Elazar ben Shemua that it's a birchas? Koyin is it, you have to make a broche. It's a birchas ha-mitzvah. What was the godless? The Masha says that the Yahava mina not to make a broche, because the Emerson, the Kahanim are not the Mevorchim. The Bein Shalom is the Mevorch. Da haben wir nicht den Koyen zuach Leboich, kiemen ich ein so am Mitzvah Elol Tebosen schal Yisrael, שתוכל בלחס הקודש בורחו על ישראל כמו שמה ואני אבורך. ומצווה שתוכל בלחס הקודש בורחו על ישראל. So it seems that not the מבורכים. Could be the Marsho means that, so this is not a Gemar mitzvah. The Tachlis is ואני אבורכם. And they're not doing a mitzvah. This is only their mesavev. The Rashbam Dachsmi Alatayra says pshat, v'rechecho Hashem v'yishmerecho is a tvila to the Rabbi Nishlom, not a broch. It's a tvila that the mespallo that the Rabbi Nishlom should bench them. Tzabakoshe, so the tachlis is the birchas Hashem. This is the only mesavev that the Rabbi Yisrael should bench them. So it could be this is called a Hechsha mitzvah. It's not a Gemar mitzvah. And the Gemar is when the Bracha comes from the Rabbi Yisrael. Then Mishtadl that the Rabbi Yisrael should bench them. So it could be this is not called a mitzvah which one is right to make a Bracha. They bring down the Goyin in Simen Kuf Chav Ches Sif Yud Gimel says Meikar Adin, one does not make a brocha by Birchas Koyanim. It means a raya from a gemor that this was considered a milsa de chasidis. He brings a gemor in Soite, and he learns pshat in the gemor in Soite that the kahanim are not permitted to start the brocha till the koyre ends the word kahanim. First he has to end the word kahan, and then they can start the broche. The goyin learns pshat, the broche means yivarechecho. That's how the goyin learns pshat. So they have to wait till he ends kahan before they say yivarechecho. Frag the goyin, what do you mean? They first say the broche before yivarechecho, and that's after kahan. Say first the broche at Hashem. So the goyin says, no, they didn't make a broche. You don't have to make a broche. Normally they used to say kahanim, and then the kahan said yivarechecho. Rabbi Lezer ben Shemua was mahadah to make a brocha. Perhaps the reason is like the Marsho, because perhaps it's only a hechshem. Loshna of Rashi does not seem like that. Vishakanem tzrichim lavorech. If we will put in the words of Rashi that are in parentheses, perhaps Rashi means the rif in Saita says pshat. That he was, let's see if we'll say Rashi with the parentheses, so Pshat and Rashi will be as follows. Lefi shekahanim tzrichim levoich borchat Hashem elokeinim alochein mashek tishonu b'mitzvoisa v'tzivonu. That means the birchas ha-mitzvah is ashek tishonu b'mitzvoisa v'tzivonu. And he said b'tushosei shalari. Could be that as Pshat and Rashi. The Rif Lamais and Saita says this. It doesn't mean that Rashi. That's what he was moisif. He was moisif, another nekude. Kdushosei shel arein. Ashe kdushonu bikdushosei shel arein. That's what he was moisif in the broche. But it's a difficult gemara. The Ritva wants to say Taka wasn't a milsa de chsidis, but this broch is geira mariches yomim. That's what the Ritva says. I mean, he asked him how were you marich yomim? She said, I said a broch before duchanin, and it seems this broch brings to the mariches yomim. Shalu talmida ves rabbi preide bemer herachto yomim. Omar lahem miyomai loikid mani odom lebeis hamedrish. That he was always the first one in the beis medrish. And the bach is fakir tegirsoviv leyachalti mi behemesh lehumo matino yisrael lebarachti lifnei koyim. And another two things. He never ate from a behema before they were mafrish. The Zroyel Chayim Bekeiver. He never made a brocha before a kohen. In Rashi, we'll see, learned just speaking about Birchas Hamozei. There was a kohen by the Suda, he would not bench, he would let the kohen bench. Before we go further, let us see Tosfos. Shalu Talmida v'Rabbi Preida, b'meh herachta yomim. Kosher. So Tosfos says, da'arei, hoye b'shrush, hoye shayne le Talmud echod arba meyizini. The Gemara in Erevin relates that he had a Talmud that had difficulties in understanding, and he learned with his Talmud 400 times. And then he, after the 400th time, he asked the Talmud if he understood it, and the Talmud said he wasn't concentrating because someone had told him that he had heard that Rapreide to go away for a mili de mitzvah. So he was jumpy, and maybe he's going to go away now. So therefore, the whole 400 times, he didn't tell this to Rapreide. But he couldn't concentrate. So Rapreide learned from another 400 times. He told him, don't worry about me, you start concentrating. And this was a meyerdik accomplishment, a meyerdik savlonis. Finofik Baskel. So a Baskel came out. Let us see the Bach. Va'omra lei, neichalach teliski at v'kulei dorech l'alma da'osi. Would you want that you and the whole door should be zeichat elam abo? Oideli sufiloch chaye dalad meyishnim. Or would you want that we should add on 400 years, it should live to be 400 years old? Omar the Nisko Anno Vidaroi La Almedosi. So he said, I would want to be Zechat Eilam Abba. Omar Kodesh Bochus, so the Benshom said, Yavu Leho Veho. So Benshom said he should be Zechat Abba. He should be Zechat, that he'll be Zechat Eilam Abba, and he should be able to live 400 years. So I'll look upon him, if the Shaila is with what you were Zechat Arichas Yomim, not these in Yonim, it's the Rabbi Shalom said that Yovlei Ovoho Vishloimed and Mikor Ala Yoda Kain Adla B'Saiv Shero Shechia Kolkach. He didn't hear that what the Rabbi Shalom answered. That was the request of the Rabbi Shalom, what do you want? And he put in his request and Lamaisa, what the Rabbi Shalom is he was unaware of. He found that Seif Yomov, when he saw he was mamish, zeichet ha moshin de kerich ha-shomim, so then he was tailored, then he realized what the reason was. But this question was raised when, before he was aware that that was the sibit, so he had to think of other sibits that he was zeichet with tarich ha-shomim. So he said these three in Yonim, Sisi Kapandria, Psat Yel Roish Am Kodesh, and Leinesosi Kapai Beloi Baruch. No, I mean, the Rapreide, I'm sorry, Rapreide had the Biyomel Ked Madum Abbey Samedrash. Yeah, Beloi Barachti Lifnei Koyim, Lechaltim Be Mishlumba Matan Eisel, so Rashi says, Matan Eisel, Azroi Vuchayayim Vakeim. Leibarachti b'suda lifnei koyin. That means if there was a koyin by the suda, he made sure not to bench first. The omar mal v'kidash. It was machab that the koyin should bench. Omar mal v'kidash toy lechol dover shebekdush liftoy achishain ulevor achishain. So memele. So that's why he was machab the koyin to bench. Now the Gemara explains what is this inyan lo yachalti mebeimish lehuma maton isel. The Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, also lechel mebeimish lehuma maton isel. One is not permitted to eat from a beimish lehuma maton isel. The Omar Rabbi Yitzchak kol ha'oichel mebeimish lehuma maton isel kilo oichel tfol. That not only is there a nisr to eat, but that the matones, kozman, they weren't humu, they metabol the bosa, that gets a din tevel, and it's also to eat the bosa. V'les ilchese kevose. And we don't paskin like Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Mamela, that was the godless of Rav Preide. Means even though Rav Preide knew that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rabbi Yochanan, so therefore there is no issa. There's no issa theoretically of eating the behemah before the afroshes matonis. Afalpikin, he wouldn't do it. I says that's a milsa de chsiduse. I don't know, Klo, exactly if the could be the chsidus is that he was Mekayim, Adas, Yochid. That was the chsidus. Not the chsidus was that we don't paskin like him. So there's no issa whatsoever to eat from a behemoth before the harame. No, afalpikain, I didn't eat. I mean, if you don't paskin like him, so what's the milsa de chsidis? Could be the milsa de chsidis was fakert, since there was a choshevi that held that one shouldn't do it, even though we don't paskin like him fakert, but I wanted to be mekayim datay also. So I didn't eat fakir because I wanted the Nodom Godel said something, so I wanted to come that, even though ulaloch, we don't paskin like it. V'loi beirachti lifnei koyim. And he never made a broche if there was a koyim. The koyim benched first. L'memre de malyusi, so that's an inyan taket, to be mashpul yourself and to let a koyim bench before you. Omar Rabbi Yochanan called Talmud Chochem Shemavorech Lefonot. Every Talmud Chochem that permits someone else to make a broche before him, Afilu Koyin Godol Amoretz, even though he's letting a Koyin Godol bench, and the Koyin Godol's Amoretz, is Oise Talmud Chochem Chayiv Misa. The Talmud Chochem is Chayiv Misa. Shenemal kol misanai ehavu moves artikri misanai elo masniach. Moenses ki komar iu bishol. That einachanami, if a Talmud Chochem permits a amoretz to bench first, so that's a zulzul and kvoida teire. And one is not gonna permit it. The godless of Rapreda was that they were shoving. And by shoving, so therefore there's no zilzul in Kvoida Teire, because the koyin that he led bench was also a Talmud Chochem. So Mamele, that was the godless. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Masniyai shegermin livnei odom lisanoisot. That brings about that people have a sinna to Teire. She'aroye Talmud Chochem shofo lifnei am ha'oretz, emerei nachas ruach b'teire. There's no appreciation from Teire. That means it's not, there's nothing, there's no appreciation from that what he's a ben Teire. Let us see Teisus. Ki koma ihu b'shoven. Because Mayrevuse, so what's the Chiddush? If he and the other person, the Koyin, were both Tamid Chachom, and the other one is a Koyin, Voksi Vikidashta, so there's a mitzvah Vikidashta, Lachol Dova Shabakdusha, Levorech Rishin. So Mamela, so what's this godless of Rapreda? The Haloch is Machayev like that. If they're equal, the other one is a mile of Koyin. The shoving lav davkes. Now that means that they were taka equivalent in Torah. Elakloima shakoyinami talmud chocha. He wasn't a koyin amoretz. He was a koyin talmud chocha. Omnom eine choshuv kemoisai. But he wasn't as choshuv as Rapreda was. So memele samei iker adin is no chiv to be mechabited because the Torah of Rapreda overweighed the Torah and the Kahuna of the Skoyim. So Memele, so there was a Milsa Dechsidis that he permitted him to, we'll see in Taisa's lines, to be able to tell the first. After lo hochi lo hoyer abrei beroi tzalikreis lo follow. And that al kaponim, it seems that sochotchel meiker adin rapreida was permitted likre lo follow. And it seems that here there's no masniyai over here because there is a kavanah Torah by Yana also. Afon pikein, rapreida is this, rapreida would not take koi. We also have to say that the other kahanim were kfufim to rapreide, so memele, so then rapreide meiker hadin would have been able to be oila rishen. If they were kfufim, so then he was able to oila rishen. The imlai kain, if they were not kfufim, like Havi Rabuse, so then it's not a chiddush that Rav Preide let the koyin be oila first. The chazina beperek hanizokin, the Rav Kahuna lehave kori bekahani, Rav Kahuna would not be kori bekahani. He loved Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi kahani chshive daared Yisrael ave kaifole, that the kahanim chshivim were kofuf to Ravune, so then Ravune used to be Eila Rish. So we have to say that that was the case of here also, that Be'etzem he could have been Eila Rishain, because Afilu the Kahanim Chshuvim were Kofuf to Rapreide, Afal Pikein, he was Mevav. For Oidish Leima, we can say another terz, the Hod, that even though they weren't Kofuf, the Hod, the Omar Hosom, Ravuna lehavi kori bekahani mishum deshakam kaifulei. The whole reason Ravuna was kairi was because the other kahanim were kaifulei. Hainu davke b'shabosus v'yamim tov. That was davke to be oile Shabbos and Yom Tov. The ike kenufye. There's a big oilam that comes to shul then. So then they were not matir for Yisrael to have koyim, unless the kahani Rav Ravi the choshve kahani were kofuftim. Avol bebeis vehei, but beis vehei is not such a big oilam in shul. Koyre shape bifnei koy. Avol gavdle havi godol kol kach. If the yuke is a yesh behedye. Bereish on the Zokim, that is a difference between Beis Vehei and the Liyah of Shabbos. Preide leirot zelikres with neikoyin, a little bit Beis Vehei. You don't have to say that what, that the Kahanim were kaifilei, because see, Beis Vehei, you don't need kaifilei. Beis Vehei, anyone could be a Yisrael. Berashi pirish tocha mairi bebirchas hamos. Rashi learns, Bechlal, it's not speaking about to be oil or latay, it's speaking about Bichas HaMozah. Bochanami mashne lishne deloi birachti. He says he wasn't mevorich bifnekoi, mi deloi koma deloi korisi. It does not say that he wasn't koire, it was loi birachti, it says speaking about Bichas HaMozah. U Bichas HaMozah in loi nisken lahem mishum dar keshom. So Taisus means to say as follows, that by Aliyah L'Teire, the Gemara says, Al Tarkei Shalom, so the Koyin should not be Mechabit, another Talmud Chochem, to be Eila Rishay. Pekel, that's the Inyan of Tarkei Shalom, the made a Takonah like this, it will be Tarumis, if the Koyin will be giving away Aliyahs for this person, yeah, for this person, this, so they said Tarkei Shalom, that a Koyin is always Eila Rishayne, even though there are greater Talmidei Chacham from him in the shul. So, but by Birchas HaMozon, they never made such a takone. Birchas HaMozon, Niskala Mishum Darkei Shom. So, Memele, so there, it would be proper for Rav Preide to bench first. Rav Preide did not want to make a brocha b'fnei HaKohen. Zot the Gemara weiter. Sholu Talmido v'scham nechunye ben HaKohen v'emer herachto yom. How are you zeichet arichas yom? Omalem miyomai loinis kabati bekloin chavele. That he never was niskabit, he never gained COVID through something which would bring about bizoyin lechavele. Bloy also al mitosi kililas chavele. I never went to sleep that it wasn't meichel. If someone shamed me, someone cursed me, I never went to sleep without being meichelin. The Rosh Yosef says, Chazal tell us, Mishenene Ashchaveire al Yodoi, Ein Machnisen Oisei B'mechitzosei Shal HaKadosh Baruch. So he says, each night the Neshome goes up, L'mayla, Litin Din V'cheshbet. So Memele, so by day he waited, maybe Yen will come and ask him Mechile. Bechlal, there's an Indian which the Ritva asks, Kol Talmud Chochem Shein Neikim V'Neite Kenochash Eini Talmud Chochem. That means that there's a Kovod HaTorah. What is Pshat that some say he's Meichel? So by day he wasn't Meichel. When it came at night, she was afraid, now it's too late already. That means he won't be Meichel now, so maybe Yen will be Nenesh. And Al Yodoi. And Eimach Nisna is about Mechitzah Shishol HaKadosh Baruch, so he had to be Meichel. There's also at night he brings down the Neshama hears Dvarim Mechodoshim B'Teire. So Merdeke going in Mishle, the going says in Mishle, why did the Rabbein Shalom create Shine? So the going says the Dvarim, which they cannot be Megala B'Hok, it's the Megala B'Chalein. That's the whole purpose of Shine. Al Kaponim, if he wouldn't be Moichel Yene, so Meile, so it's Emachnis Noisei B'mechitzoshi Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, a whole day he waited, Taki Yene should ask Mechile from him. But if he didn't ask Mechile, so Lamaise, so when it came at night, he didn't have an answer, so he was Mechel him. Vatron b'mamayni hayis. And when it came to Yoni Momin, with others, I was Mevatron. Loinis chavati b'kloin chaveirai, ki hod Rav Hune. What does that mean, like, niskabati b'kloin chavere? We mean a very edele niskabat b'kloin chavere. Ki hod Rav Hune, dori mora kaspe. Rav Hune was carrying once a shovel on his shoulder. Also, Rav Chage b'achani loi, because shokol mine. He wanted to go take it from him. It's not lefi kvoitra, you should carry a shovel. Omale irigilis, the doris b'moser, dori. If you're Rogel, in your city you carry a shovel, so good. Be loy, but if you don't carry it, is yakuri amno bezilusa didoch, I should become niskabit, because of a zilzal in you, loy nichali, I'm not masking for that. So, such a loy niskabit, bekloin chaveiroi, Rav Nechunya ben HaKohen was also zeichet. We also al mitosi kilolas chaveirai ki hoda marzutre ki avesolik lepulye when he went up to bed on mashore leimore lechol man demet tzahom. whoever was goyrim tzar to me, so mamela he was meichel. Vatron b'mamoyne yoyisi, the omar mar, iyo vatron b'mamoyne have, shoyemeniach pute lechenveni m'mamoyne. It's very unclear here what the vitor was. The Gemara Baba Basra says a little different. Gemara Baba Basra says that if someone worked for him, and he owed him a half a pruta, let's say the wages were a pruta an hour, and he worked for him a half an hour. So how did they used to pay? How do you pay a half a pruta? There was no coin of a half a pruta. So he used to go to the chenveni, they used to buy eggs or merchandise worth a pruta, and used to divide it in half. So the godless Aviv was, if the whole thing was negeya, half a pruta, he would not make an asik out of this half a pruta, and he'll tell him, I owe you half a pruta, here's a whole pruta, and then you go to the chenveni and do whatever you want with it. The Lashon of Argamo is not mashma like that. Sheminiach pruta lechenveni mimamoine. It's very unclear. But al kaponim there was a psavito that put about tarichas yomim. Shol Rabbi Kive es Rab Nechunya hagodol. Vameh harachte yomim. With what were you marich yomim? Osi gavzi vikomochulay. Let's see what Rashi says. Alenis Chabati Meforish Lava Ozul More Purish Shavu. The Koshoko Minei Lechabdoi V'Yiseenohu. So he took away the shofar from him that he should carry. So he asked him, Doris B'Mosoch Sha'ata Noise Klika Zabirech. On your city you would carry such a thing? Gavzi Srisim Hoyu. Avodim Mishol Samoisoi. So they saw Rabbi Kiva went over to Rab Nechunya HaGodol, the Komochu Leila Rabbi Kiva, and they started beating up Rabbi Kiva. Sum Hoyo Shoyakot Pachayev. And he's asking a Kasha, how come you're so old? That means it's about time already. So Mamela, so if that's the way you speak to Rab Nechunya HaGodol, so therefore they started beating him up. Ose gavzi v'kamochole. Solik yosi v'areishe dedikle. So it was a pretty ernst predicament. So he went up and sat on top of a deck. Now it seems they were unable to climb up the deck. So he was already in safe quarters. Omaleis, he called from the top of the deckel, Rebbe, Nema Keves, Loma Nema Echot. It says, as a Keves Echot, Asa Baboike, Keves is a Loshen Yochitz. Why does it say Keves Echot? Omalohu, Tzuve Mirabonanu. Oh, effect of a good Ishail, sees a Talmud Chochem. Shavku. So then you could. So Mustami means an errand to Shaila, so loz him up. Omalai, so on the Shaila he answered him, Echad miyuchid shebe edroi. It's miyuchid shebe edroi. The Iyun Yaakov says something which is a little mechudishtik. He said that he meant to ask the Shaila that they see by the Talmud, which was Mechaper and Klal Yisrael, they took the Miyuchet Shebe Edroi. So he meant to ask him, Rab Nechunya HaGodol, you're the Miyuchet of Klal Yisrael. How were you Zoichet Arichas Yomim? Why weren't you Nitfas Pavoin Hadoyer? What was your secret? Rabbein Shlomotach Hazah Seder, that is Mesalik the Tzadikim, Pavoin Hadoyer, the Nitfas Pavoin Hadoyer. That's what we. And for the kapol, you take the miyuchet. Rab Nechunya, you're the miyuchet. That was his kasha. That's what the Iyun Yaakov says. And the Ben Yehuda says, and that's how he went up on the dekel. A dekel is maramez on a tzadik, tzadik atoma yifroch. So he meant to ask him, how come you're still existing? What did you do to make sure you wouldn't be nitfas b'avoy neder? Om alei miyomi leki balti matonis. I never was makabel matonis. So memele, it seems that if a person is supported by the doyel, so then he's nitfas b'avoy neder. I never had a kasha with the doyel, leki balti matonis. V'loi amati al midoisai. I never was, someone was mitzayel me. V'loi amati al midoisai, Rashi says, l'shalom gemul ra'al amisha tziyarani. And, v'atchon b'momeini ayis. Leki balti matonis, ki hoder abelozo. They sent him matonis, he never wanted to accept it. When they invited him to come to them, you don't want that I should remain alive. Very, I appreciate your invitation, but I would like chiyus. Rabzeire, when they sent him from the base Hanosi, Matonis, he wouldn't accept it. When they invited him to come, he used to go, Oma isyakuri de misyakribi. That means it's a covet for them that I come to them. So Mamela, so he didn't, so it's not called a Matonis, it's called by going to them, Kabolos, Odom Choshev Zamol, considered on the scene of the Gemara, says in Kedushin. It's not called, he's taking his gold, he's giving. So to go to the Suda was a covet for them. To accept a matone, since no one knew about it, so it's not considered a covet. Uleyamati al midoisai, the Omarove, kolamavir al midoisov, mavirin mimeno kolpshov, Shenemar noise ovoin vi over al pesha, lemi noise ovoin, lemi sha over al pesha. Now there's a girse here from the going. Noise ovoin vi over al pesha, lemi over al pesha, lemi sha noise ovoin. I saw the Lakuti Bosa Lakuti and Reisha Shonem. He brings down what is pshat in this goyin's girsa, lemi oiver al pesha lemi shenay seov. Because the Gemara says, kolamava midoisov mavirim imenu kol pshot. It's you mavir kol pshot. So if you, according to our girsa, pesha is merit, is lahaches. And it says, latagis lemi noise oven lemi shayver al pesha. So therefore, Nietzsche says, so the expression was only noisei oven. That's why the goyim was girls vakel, lemi oiver al pesha, lemi she noisei oven. But then others explain, the goyim had a more tifer kavone. There's oven, others say, a more tifer kavone in the goyim. Oven is mezid, pesha is lahaches. There's noisei and there's oiver. Noisei means that a person is soivel the oven. Doesn't mean that he was moichel it, but he soivel it. Oiver means that he's, the dimension is moichik the pesha. That means he's in ganzen mavir the pesha min oilom. So the Gemara is saying, Amir de Kezach, lemi oiver al pesha. Rabbi Nishlam sees a person is felt a boss of a dumb to be over al pesha, a pesha, and to be over al pesha doesn't it? I feel to be over an oven also. It. A person, the most a person can do is a nice oven. If he do an oven to be mace, he can be nice in this. More than that, he can't do. So Rabbi Nishlam says, you're doing a kaponim as they feel. So the Benishlam will be over al psha echo. So lemi noise lemi over al pesha. That's the goyim's girsa. Lemi over al pesha. L'mishul neiseyav. Shoal Rebbe es Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolcha. Bema harachta yomi. O malei katzta b'chaye. Se geiter on the leben that I have a riches yomi. Others say Pshat Rebbe was the Nosi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolcha was the Godol Hadoel. So it seems that perhaps Rebbe would be more comfortable if the Godol Hadoel wouldn't be Marich Yomim so much. So he'd be there like a Tzores Elozeh. So others say that he wanted to make sure that upon him someone shouldn't get this impression from the Shaila. So that's why he asked him, and Rebbe would tell him, Nitzah, Amaloi, Rebbe, Teire, Velum, Midanitzor. No, as for Sholem. I just want to know, Teire, He, Velum, Midanitzor. Ulai, Uchal, Lekai. Ida Rashi, Im Nema Keves, as a Keves Echot Asa, Babaike. Dematia midoise l'shalom gmul ra l'mi sh'tziara. S'shailen teir, this is teir, this is the bizeiche tariche shomim, this is teir, v'lu medan itzor. Om alei b'yom meiloi nistakalti b'dmus odom rosh. I never was mistakal b'dmus odom rosh, da omar Rabbi Yochanan, Also, la'odom listakel b'tzelem d'mus odom rosh. Rabbi Kivegen Guyen Ashas Pinzana Mogen Avron listakel b'tzelem davke listakel boy b'yoyser lisboinen boy b'tzalmoy u'b'dmusoy avoriye ba'alme shori. That's a Pinzana Mogen Avron. Listaklus is episozoi isboinenis. Not allowed to be mistaken, but tell him the Musa Adam Rosh. Shanema, it says, Lulei Pnei Yeshofet Melech Yehuda, Ani Noisei, Im Abit Eilecho V'im Erako. But Elisha said to Yehoram, if it wouldn't be for Yeshofet, I wouldn't look at you at all. So Vais Tachoisim says, in you not to look at a Rosh. Abeleza Oimar Einof Kehois. That when one looks at a rosh, so the eyes get weak. Shenema vehi kizoke in Yitzchok vatichena einav mirois. Mishum disakel ba'esav arosh. Mintake, why did Yitzchok, I think the Marshos Moira, why did Yitzchok look at Esav? I mean, because he didn't know that he was a rosh. He thought he was a tzaddik. He asked him from Mishailas. Heich Maischines as a Tevin, as a Melach. He didn't know, but the Maisa, that was the Metzius. The Metzius was he was a Rosh, so that brought about Kehiya Seinai. Nachsimid Ben Yoda wants to say that the Inayim are Meramiz and Chochme, Einei Ha'eda, are the Chachomim. By Chochmah, there's a Chochmah Techayis Baleo. Chochmah brings with it Chiyus. So he was Zeichet Arich HaShomim because he was Mekadish Deinayim from looking at a Odom Roshe. And that's why he was Zeichet Arich HaShomim. Fragt the Gemore, I once heard a word from Rav David Klein, Zechayim Lavoch, he wanted to say, says, Vayake Yosef Esecha Vahim Lo Yikiru. So he wanted to say, why was it that way? He says, because they didn't want to look at Yosef. They also stuck about the Moshe. He looked at them. So Mameli recognized them, but they didn't recognize him because they didn't look at him. Al Koponim, so that's the Frech de Gemore Vahogom Alei. That was Goyrim de Kehiyas Einayim of Yitzhak because he looked at Esau. Omar Rabbi Yitzchak lo'ilam alti kilolas enyit kalo beinecho shrei v'melech kilol esore v'niskayim bizar shenema hinehu lecho ksus einayim alti kre ksus elok siyas einayim gave a klola just like you fooled me, you did not make me aware that you are a wife of Avraham. So Memele, see you a mechasa something from my einayim. So he nehu lechoksus einayim. This maise should bring to yuksus einayim. But you should have, there should be a blindness by you. And that's why Yitzhak became blind. So the reason was out the klola. For the Gemara says, over ho golmale. Both the klola and the klola and the staklus were geirim. Both were geirim. That's when the other wants to say the klola was geirim one eye, the staklus was geirim the other eye. This is very unclear. How do we know that each one is a sibbe? Rav Omar mehoches eis pnei roshe loitoiv. Pshas pti rosoi, when, okay, that was the shmuz that Rabbi heard with Rabbi Shua ben Koch. Pshas pti rosoi omoloi Rabbi, so Rabbi told him, bocheni, give me a broche. Omar lei yirotzein shetagia lachatzi yomai. Avrocha, then you should live the half of my years. So he asked him, Ulakulo loich, give me a brocha, what's considered pashtein that I should live, I have a richa shamim like you. Amaloi, aboim achecha behemo yiru. So what will be with your children? So what's pshat? Let's see what Rashi says. Ulabne yeshofet, melech yehudani naisim abitelecha vimerako. Alisha Oma came li Yehoira. Haboy machecha behema yiru bitmiye. Let's see the bach. Kloima. Ein toiv lecho lichyais yomim rabim kamoini. Is that good? Shim kein li yitlu bonecho bigdulasecho. They will not be able to take over your gdula. Va'ata nosi. Ben kol yemeim you had yedis. That means this is not a broche. For you, maybe it's because your children will suffer from this. That means like this. You were a nosi. So a nosi goes over biyelusha. If you'll have a richas yomim, so memeile, so your children will not be zeiche to this yelusha of nasiyas. He wasn't a nosi, didn't have any official position. He was a tzaddik, so memeilach means so. So he could have the chosen tzaddikim also, but here, by giving you arichas, more than the usual arichas yomim, taking away from the children, mashoz moire, so let him give a broche that the children should also have the same ariche shomim, the grandchildren, to mach mazad breidl. That's the mashoz ha'ore. And he tells that bocheini, mistome. Avua ba'ihi, uviyami ba'ihi, chad omar teisili de'istakle bekusi. Of the shutfis bahadikus. I didn't make a shutfis bahadikus. Zog taisvis, taisili de of the shutfis imakus. So lochere, taisis ahore, the more darshans would possibly yishoma al picho, that you should not be goyrem. That an akum should be masker shem avay dezor, shouldn't swear b'shem avay dezor shalai. So that's why one should not have a shutvis with a goy, because we have a shutvis and there'll be a sichsuch, so he'll swear with b'shem avay dezor. So Taishu says, afilu binyin sheni yochel lovi lidei shvuah. That's such an inyan that there will never be a shvuah. Let's say it's karke nishboi nala karkois. So memele, so that is of the yisham al picha, it doesn't apply over here. The shori b'shabniot, v'lochilei hoya reitzalas. That was their milsa de chassides, that he did not that even though Mika Dinit is permissible, he did not want to make a shutfus with a goy. Shalu Talmidov es Rabzeire b'meh harachta yomim. Omalem yomai lahikpadati b'sreich beisi. Others say pshat b'sreich beisi, I think they bring for the b'mayim chayim. B'sreich beisi means the goof of Adam is called a bias. Shemrei Abayis, Yom Sheyizu, Shemrei Abayis is going on the Yom Amise, that the Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hore, and the Gevalda Kepachat, the Yom Amise, Meirdik Rabbali Yopiyam brings down that the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hore, there's a whole, that each one was doing what they're supposed to do. The whole life of the person comes the last day. So b'yom sheyizu shem re'abayis. So these kimalochav yitzavol hushmolcha. These two malochim are there in a merdeka pacha, because the last day, whatever they accomplished, the whole lifetime of the person could be nisapach. A person could be the last minute be nisapach mi'ro le'toiv or mi'toiv le'ro. About Kaponim, we see that Kehelis called the person a bias. So the other say pshat, lalehikpadeti b'soich beisi. That means that Fulu, there was a time he had to show kas, he had to be matal emo, but that was only a superficial kas. B'soich beisi, that means personally, there was never a true hakpode, there was never a kas. Like padeti b'seich beis, like tzaadeti b'fnei mi shegodlu mimeni. I was walking and never walked ahead of a person who was greater than me. Lehir harti b'mevoyis amitu nofes. The Mefarshim say Rabzeir, well, Aloch, you're not allowed to, but Rabzeir held Aloch, you are allowed to. To be mahare b'divrei teire b'mevoyis amitu nofes, afal pikein, he was machmar atzma. Leilachti dalad amis b'lei teire u'b'lei tvilin. Leyashanti b'veis amedrish loy shinas kva b'lei shinas aloy. That's my other say pshat, that the beis medrish used to be, it wasn't in the city, they used to go out to the forest, to the beis medrish. So there was a night seder. So sometimes there was a storm, so they were unable to go back. So the Talmidim were learning there, so they slept in the Beis Medrash. They're permitted to sleep in the Beis Medrash. Lo yashanti shinaskva. He'd be up that night. He wouldn't sleep in a shinaskva in the Beis Medrash. Lo yashinas aroi. So the next day, he was very tired. So Kaponim, he wasn't the base medish, said the Chaparai Najrimal. No, Loishin is Sarod. Loisasti bitakolas chaveira. Loisasti bitakolas chaveira. Others say pshat, Lukuti brings up pshat, that, I mean, this, what's the godless? Ebin Foyle Vecha Altismach, what's it's a psachadodum kai? So he says pshat that if I was in a matzav of sosin because of another thing, and I heard about takolos chaveray, so the sosin became bottled. That means I couldn't be in a matzav of simche or sosin hearing that Rebbe Chayit had a takola peronis. Like a rossi la chaveirai bach ni chosoi, vomilo bach ni chos, bach achi nosoi. What does Rashi say? Irharti. No, I'm going to have a man, you're with me, I'm table, I'm playing my table, I'm playing my table, I'm playing my table, I'm coming, you said this Rashi, Shim came, I'm going to do loss, 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 הרהרתי דברי תוירה, בלוי תוירה גרסוסי שגורה בפי תומי. בחני, בחכי נוסוי, אם כינו שיים לחבר לגנאי, ואומרו בחני חוסוי, ואפילו היסקיני שמסודו בולה ממשפחתוי, שיים דויפי, תוסוצים ספרה בקובדי כזך, מי כוסו בחני חוסוי, בחני חוסו, בסכס גיל. זאת המשנה ביתה. ואויד אמר רבי יהודה, בייס הכנסת שחורה, בייס הכנסת ביקיים חורת, אין מספידים בסויכו, יסטו נרלאו תבי מספיד אין דה בייס הכנסת, ואין מבשילים בסויכו חבולת, you cannot go and make ropes in this, it was a large area, and this was very convenient for making ropes. Vein person le soichai mitzudis, and you don't spread out traps in it. Vein shoitchon al gabi peiris. Vein oisin oise kapandri. Shenema vashimoisi es mikdashrem kudushosan avkshahim shaymimim. It means even though they're in a matzav of shmomo, they're destroyed already, they're still in a matzav of kedusha. Holu bo yasabim. Asabim started growing in the basic nesses, layitloish mimnei agmas nefesh. Zog Rashi, mafshilin chavolim, vuadin lachol molochis, alofi shavsholos chavolim tzorach mokim marvach poni, in order to make ropes, you need a large mokim, u basic nesses godolu, veroyu maspik lakach, that means this would be convenient to make the ropes of the basic nest. So I'm picking it up. The agmas nefesh, you don't leave it grow, menichem boy asabim, she let asabim grow, they sheet agmas nefesh l'rayayim. So those who see the basic nest as bechubono, she askiru, as yimei binyono, they should remember how this mokim looked when it was bonoi, vesha yiragilim lis asev sham, they used to daven here, and now grass is growing. Zivak shurachmim sheyachzor lekadmusa, so memel lefaker, so this could motivate them that they should sheyachzor lekadmusa. Let us see Tosfos, v'oidom Rabbi Yehuda beis haknesses shechor. Now, we heard before amachleikis about Mechiras Pesach Knesset, Hameho Zemeichen Pesach Knesset Allah Tanai, Shem Yirtzu Yachziru, Rechomim Say Meichen Oisim Mem Karoilam, you don't need a Tanai, Chutz Me'arbo Adborim, and Rabbi Yudah says Meichen Oisim L'Shem, Chutz V'Lekeach, Mashi Yirtzu Yas. So according to Rabbi Yehudah, there are no, forget, Rabbi Yudah is the biggest Meikel, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you sell it for a chotzer, and then Mashi Yirtze Yase, then he could do whatever he wants. He could do it for the Dalad Varam also. Now here it says, Achumre of Rabbi Yehuda, Voidam Rabbi Yehuda Beisaknesu Shechor, of course, my boy, the Lael Avim Mekel Tvei Mechachomim, Vohochu Machme, Vimkei my boy, Yishloimel Deko Yehoda Omer Rabbi Yehuda Bereishe, Moichin oisei l'shem chotza. V'davka l'shem chotza koma. That means that what Rabbi Yehuda said, that the Lekeach is permitted to do whatever he wants, that is davka if he sold it l'shem chotza. V'davka l'shem chotza koma. Avostam eini yeredes mikudushosa. So here l'maise there's a chumra also. V'ainu v'oid amar av Yehuda. So besides this chumre, there was another chumre, kloima, v'oid chumre acheres mulvada rishayne. The chumre was that when, if it's a beis a knesset shechorah, it still has its kedushin.